Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better after smiles.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Never gets old. It's time for Kid of the Week. We do this every Tuesday. Mary, if someone feels like they can nominate or have a Kid of the Week in mind, what can they do?
If they go to WGN Radio/contests, they can just have the Kid of the Week link is right there, and you fill it out. It takes a couple seconds.
And good to go. And that's how we do this. Nomination from listeners. And our latest today, Gia Tomaszewski is 8 years old, and she is nominated, and she is our Kid of the Week. Gia is on the line. Gia, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Okay, so you are, I'm interested in this because you are the creator of Pop Top for Joy. What is Pop Top for Joy?
Well, we collect Pop Tops and bring them to our own McDonald's house.
Okay. And what I have in front of me is that you've collected a lot of Pop Tops. You collected 5 million.
How did you do that, Gia?
Well, so a lot of people were helping me with this. I even had, the police, help me because we did a tiny contest. And all the pop-tops that they collected helped us get to our 5 million.
That is a crazy amount. Did you see them all?
Yeah.
That's great. And this is, why do you do this? Why did you come up with Pop Top for Joy?
Well, it really reminds me of Kelly.
Yeah.
And Kelly was a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Well, Kelly has passed, but this is something that you're doing for her. And like you said, you recruited police officers to help you. How did that happen? Why did you get police to help?
Because it was, I think it would be fun, and it would help us get to our 5 million that we already needed.
Yeah, because police officers are already doing good work, I can see them helping out. And then one of your police officer friends ended up getting sick, right?
Yeah.
So what did you do for him?
We just did a thing where we got him tons of presents because he was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and it would be hard to buy him for Christmas presents, so we got him tons of Christmas presents.
Oh, that is so nice of you, and I think you also raised some money for him, too.
Yeah, we did. To help him pay for all the medicine he needed.
Yeah, that's so sweet of you. And actually, since you've been hanging out with these officers, you've kind of decided that you're thinking about becoming an officer, right?
Yeah.
What kind of officer do you want to be?
A canine.
A canine one. Have you seen any of the canine dogs with your officer friends?
No.
Not yet? Okay, that's a good one, though.
That's a good one, yeah.
There's a... Hey, Gia, what else do you do besides help people that need it? Do you have any siblings?
No.
So you're an only child. Oh, Justin has an only child.
That's right.
Do you like to read?
Yeah. I love my Humphrey books.
Oh, you love your books. Okay. Yeah. That's good to hear.
And Christmas is coming up here. Are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah.
What did you ask for?
I really Do you want an Elmo bigger surprise?
Oh, an Elmo.
This would be great for Steve. Yeah. Steve's our Uncle Steve here. He loves Elmo.
Yeah, he does. He watches Elmo videos.
Well, Gia, thank you so much for talking to us and being our Kid of the Week, and congrats on the success of the Pop Top for Joy. And again, congrats on all of the things that you do for your community and for your friends and for people in need. We are completely in awe of you, Gia, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So Gia is going to get a Lou Malnati's gift. Yeah, she's going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate and an Apt gift card for being our Kid of the Week.
Wow.
She's doing this at 8. So can you imagine what's going to happen when she's double that, 16? Like,
and she had a friend, Kelly, who I'm not sure how Kelly passed, but I'm not sure, it's not on the list. But to raise the money and give the money to Ronald McDonald, and then at the same time enlist the help of the police who in her community helped out, and then to have one of the police officers fall ill with cancer and for her to step up and help him. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think what I was doing at 8.
No, I was not. That
I was not doing this.
Playing with my slinky.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Impressive. So congrats to Gia, and thanks for being our Kid of the Week. And again, if you would like to nominate a Kid of the Week, you go to
WGMRadio.com/contest.
You got it. All right.